how do you go about reducing turnover in distribution? I'm Greg Schenkel, President of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems, and today we're going to look at how do we reduce turnover and increase employee engagement. First of all, let's bust a myth. What people believe is that Generation X and Y and Millennials lack the work ethic of the Boomers. Hey, I'm Gen X and I resemble that remark. But that could be a problem, right? Is that these folks are not as motivated as the older folks who came before them. I remember a debate that broke out in one of our training programs between two supervisors. One was saying, you can't get these young people to work anymore. They're just too soft. And another supervisor was equally passionate to say, actually, my younger guys are outproducing the more mature seasoned guys in the team. So which is it for you? Do you believe that young people are useless and aren't motivated? Or do you believe that they are the future of our organization and that their youthful energy could really be tapped into to drive success? I think it's important for you to reflect on that as a leader. Now, let's take a look at how you specifically can reduce turnover in distribution. Tip number one is to make them feel welcome. By making people feel welcome, it means right from the first day, they get this feeling that they belong there. And when people feel that they belong, they're less likely to quit halfway through their shift. I remember one woman shared with me that she walked out on the second day of her warehouse job just because she realized that it had been a day and a half working there and she hadn't interacted with anyone. So let's make sure that that doesn't happen. Let's make people feel welcome. Tip number two is to give them rapid and frequent feedback. Now, again, what younger people want maybe more than the more senior people in your organization is they want to have the feedback given to them on a regular basis so they don't have to wait weeks or months to hear how they're doing. They want to know today, what do you want me to do differently tomorrow to be more successful? They're very open to that because remember, many younger folks have grown up playing video games and they get that instant feedback in those video games. So deliver that feedback to them as a leader. And the third tip is to help them grow. What most of us want from a job is a sense of mastery, a sense of growth, that we're doing something and we're learning as we're doing it. And so that breaks the boredom and monotony of many jobs. So helping the person grow is to show them how they're progressing, both in their training period and then even as they become a more established team member, how are they growing in their capabilities overall? How are they growing as a human being? Just in working with you as their leader. Now, once you've figured out how to engage employees in distribution and other operational environments, you're going to want to work on some of your other leadership skills. And of course, that's where we come in. We have the market-leading frontline leadership program, which is the number one choice of many HR professionals for training supervisors in manufacturing and operations. And of course, you can check it out at our website, uniquedevelopment.com. And once we have a conversation about the kind of solution that would best serve your leaders, you can start enjoying the type of retention, engagement, and motivation and productivity that your leaders, when they're trained, can provide. And we want to be your partners in that leadership excellence.